praise come forever. The Lord is good. Okay, so let's read from verse 1. 1-2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gift of your word. Thank you, Lord, for what you are about to do today. Thank you that it is your light that we see light. So there can be divine illumination in our hearts today. Let our hearts be open to receive your word today. And let it translate to a change in our situation and circumstances. To the glory of your name and to the advancing of your kingdom. We thank you because you are able to do much more than we have asked. Spirit of the living God, you have liberty to do much more. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. You may be seated. I also have a dream text. I have a dream text. Amen. My text number 2 is from the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. And it says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. I title today's message, Faith That Speaks. Faith That Speaks. Praise God forever. In our text today in the book of Genesis, the book of the beginnings, we were introduced to one very significant nature of God. And what is that nature? That God is a speaking God. That the God that created heaven and earth is a speaking spirit. That God speaks. We were also made to understand that the earth was without form and it was void. In other words, it had no productivity. It had no use. It was void, the Bible said. Things were not the way that it's supposed to be. It wasn't the way that God desired that it should be. I believe that some of you can relate with what I'm saying, because there are certain situations in your life, you know, this is not how it's supposed to be. Do I have a witness in the house? I mean, you say to yourself, things shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't continue like this. It was without form. The earth was without form. It doesn't have a form. You cannot even recognize it. You cannot even say, this is this. Everything was bland, unproductive. Didn't make any sense. It was void. It had no significance. There was nothing of beauty to it. Nothing to show. But we saw from that verse 3, when it said in 2, the earth was now formed and was void, and the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. And the Bible said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. In other words, God saw the state in which the earth was. voice to speak. Glory. I want a change. This is what I desire. This is what I believe the act should be. It should be productive. It should be desirable. It should bring forth. What do I do to change the status quo? The only thing that God decided to do was to do what? To speak. He spoke to the situation and said, let there be. And the Bible said, it was so. Let there be light. And there was what? There was light. In other words, when God speaks, something happens. That's why it's important for us as believers to be sure that it is God that is speaking. Amen. So a change that is desired, God did something to bring about the change, and what he did was to speak to the situation. He spoke to the voidity on earth. He spoke to the formlessness of the earth. When God spoke, the formlessness heard his voice. After today, as you speak, what you speak will hear the voice of God. There is nothing God has created that cannot hear his voice and obey it. Glory be to Jesus. Because God is the creator of all things. He spoke to the situation. He vocalized his desire. He put a voice to his desire. We are created in his image and after his likeness. So we have the DNA of God. Hallelujah. We are children of God. As many as received him, to them he gave what? Power to become sons of God. As many as received him, and as many as believed on him, he gave them the power to become sons of God. Are there sons of God in this house? Glory to God. So we have the DNA of God. So if our Father speaks to change a situation because I am like my Father, hello, I also speak to the situation. Glory to God. That's why Paul said in that 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 13, they believed and they have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So God believed that anytime he speaks, what he says is what he will see. Beloved, this is where a lot of us as Christians, we really miss the goodies that God has for us. Because we find it extremely difficult to comprehend that for me to speak something to a situation, there is truly going to be a change. That's what you and I struggle with. Without open your Bible to Mark 11:23. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Are you there? Please read.
Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
Whosoever shall say. Did you hear that? I want you to note one word in that place. Whosoever. Hello? I'm not a pastor. I'm not a bishop. I'm just a born-again Christian. I'm just a Christian. I'm not the worship leader. Hello? I don't hold any title in church. I'm not the head of any department. In fact, I'm not a worker. I'm not a laborer in the vineyard. Beloved, I've seen workers, laborers who have no faith. I've seen pastors who have no faith. Hello, somebody. Whosoever, say it with me. Whosoever, can I hear you one more time?
Whosoever
shall say. Did you hear that? Whosoever shall say. Go on, my brother.
Unto this mountain.
Now, mountain represents everything that is a hindrance to your progress, to your victory, to your prosperity, to your testimonies. Mountain is a hindrance. It is an obstacle that stops you from moving from point A to point B. So the Bible says, whosoever shall say to that obstacle, to that hindrance, whatsoever it may be. Yeah, what happens?
And be that cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart.
And shall not doubt. There is no doubt. You see, this is how doubt comes. How many of you have, you know, you have some real great ideas and desires in your heart right now? I mean, there are some things you want to possess, you want to own. There are some things that you want to see happen in your life, in your family. Praise God forevermore. Thank God for those desires. God puts those desires in your heart. Glory to God. Now he's saying to you, because you have the desire and you do not doubt, what happens? If you don't doubt, but believe that what you speak will come to pass, he said you've got it. Glory be to God. You see, to me, when you look at this, what part of what God said in that word is impossible? What part of it is hard? He only said, this is the demand that I made for you. Don't doubt. If you don't doubt what you say, you will see what you said.
I wish somebody will receive that. Because you see, many of us, we've been praying. But the issue is, we've not been speaking. We've been asking God, God, do this in my life. But you have not been speaking that the thing is done. Hallelujah. Do I have convicted people in the house? that word just convicted you right there. Yeah. Yes. You say you have faith that God will do what you believe him for. What have you been speaking? Because many a times, what we speak does not correspond to what we claim that we believe. And until you are speaking it, you don't yet believe. Because faith speaks. God saw darkness on the face of the earth. And he said, let there be light. He spoke to darkness. And said, light, come forth. And light came forth. He believed. He didn't doubt in his heart that whatsoever he speaks will happen. Praise God forevermore. So we are made to understand that nothing just happens. Nothing changes until you speak. Please, can you just refresh your neighbor's memory in case they didn't hear that? In case their mind wandered away thinking of what lunch is going to be today. Please bring it to their remembrance. That nothing changes until you speak. Nothing. Nothing changes until you speak. Nothing changes until you speak. Number two thing that I want you to note in our scripture today. Whenever God speaks, something is going to happen. You see, many a times we go to prayer without knowing what the will of God is. Without knowing what the word of God is. I've grown up a bit. So I've changed the way that I pray. I have discovered that my prayer prevails more when I know the will of God. Glory be to Jesus. So I pray asking, Lord, what is your will in this situation? Now, the will of God is the word of God. There are many promises that God has given us in the Bible. Okay? Hallelujah. But sometimes you need something more specific. Amen. Like you have a terrible boss in the office. Like you're working in a very hostile environment. Like you're in a family where you have no voice. Nobody regards what you say. I said it when some people will say, they did this to me in that office. I'm leaving the place. What I ask them is, what did God say? What is the will of God in that situation? I like that girl. I like the way she did the waka. Is she the will of God? Have you asked God? Now, is this your will? Glory be to Jesus. Lest you begin to now blame the pastor. It's the pastor that gave her to me. Adamic nature. Remember that was what Adam said? When God said, Adam, what have you done? He said, is this woman you gave me? The same woman, when God brought her to him, he said, woman. Glory be to Jesus. Then something happened. He shifted the blame. He said, is this woman that you gave me? Now it is God's woman. And he was the one that named her. Abby? He was the one that spoke and said, this is the bone of my bone. This is the flesh of my flesh. Now, Father, she's your problem. You brought her here. You are the one that caused my eyes to see corruption. Amen. What is the will of God? Faith starts from where the will of God is known. Write that down. That's good. Right there. Faith starts where the will of God is known. That's where your faith starts. If you don't know the will of God, your faith has not begun. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And no matter what God has provided, what God has made available for you, by His grace, it will take faith to deliver it to you. That's why faith is so important. And faith has a voice. Faith speaks. Say it with me. Faith speaks. One more time. Yes. Faith speaks. Whether we like it or not, as we journey in this life, at a time, one time or another, life will bring all sorts of things our way. The odds can be stacked against us. Do I have a witness in the house? That we do not even know what to do. These things happen. And when we are faced with such challenges, what do we do? What is required of us to do? I told you last Sunday, I said, once God speaks a word into your life, whether you are aware of it or not, the forces of darkness also, they gather themselves. They do. She is about to break loose. Is about to break to another level. Is about to move forward in life. Her life, his life, is about to glorify God. We have to do something to stop it. This is a goat that we don't tie down in the coven. And this goat is about to break loose. So they come together to see how they can resist the blessing. That's why you hear a word of God. You hold on to the promise of God. You hear a prophecy in your life. And after that, all hell will break loose. How many of you have experienced that? Anytime you want to take another step, even if it's to increase your spiritual growth, your walk with God, all manner of things will start happening. You know, sometimes you just come to your, I'm not really communicating with God. I've got to increase my prayer life. I've got to be more consistent. And then you put it into writing. I will pray. I will be praying now from 11 to 12. I will be praying 1 hour. I will be praying 30 minutes. The first day, it will take the devil by surprise. Then you do it. You're happy. I prayed for 1 hour today. Glory to God. Yeah. Hey, devil, where are you? Then he comes and says, here I am. The next day, before that time like this, you can't keep your eyelids open. Do I have witness in the house? Because you are all looking at me. We all go through these things. Because you have made a decision to be a better version of yourself in the realm of the spirit. The devil will say, no, you can't go. You should be slothful in the spirit. And then he comes with a contrary attack. To do what? To shut your mouth. Because he himself knows that a shut mouth is a closed destiny. That if you do not speak what God says, he's got you. He wants you to speak the situation. That's what the enemy does, wants you to do. But beloved, what are we supposed to do? When we are faced with the mountain, when we are faced with something contrary, when we are faced with the calamity, when we are faced with disappointment, when we are faced with all manner of rejection in our lives, abandonment, God expects you and I to look at it and speak to it, as that scripture told us in Mark 11, 23. Say to this mountain, amen. And after you have spoken to it, you turn to God and say, Father, I still believe you. Though he slay me, yet I will still serve him. Hallelujah. Faith speaks. There is no faith until you speak it. And nothing changes until you speak. And you say, well, I speak it today. Keep speaking. Glory to God. I said what? Keep doing what? Keep speaking until you see what you have said. Keep speaking it. Keep saying it to yourself. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. Hallelujah. I am blessed of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Evil bow before me, and the wicked at my gates. Do you understand? Glory be to Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I'm already healed. So my body has no choice but to align with the word of God. Praise God forevermore. So you speak to your body. And tell your body, tell every organ, every tissue in your body to align with the truth. And what is the truth? That they are already healed. That's the truth. And you keep saying it. Even though the symptoms are there. Even though you are feeling pain in your body. Hallelujah. Feeling is not the word of God. Glory be to Jesus. His word is higher than your feelings. It's greater than your feelings. It's stronger than your feelings. Faith speaks. I've shared my testimony many times. Before I got married, I said, this is it. And I said, woke up that 1st January. 1st January. Because I believe God. I believe God. You know the Bible says, you believe in your heart. That scripture said, we also believe and therefore we speak. The problem is a lot of people are speaking what they really do not believe. No, you start from believing. And then you speak. Many of us can quote scriptures. Yes, we can quote scriptures. But we do not see the manifestation. Why? Do you believe what you are quoting? Do you believe? The Bible says, with the heart we believe. And with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Glory to God. So you must believe. And then you speak what you believe. As I woke up that morning, I said, this year, I'm getting married. Didn't even have any boyfriend. God's principles will not change for anybody. The word of God is evergreen. As it was then, so it is, and so it will ever be. Why? I believed in my heart that year was my year. Things were going to change. I spoke it out. My faith on the inside came out through the voice. I gave a voice to what I believed. I vocalized it. And the situations that has hindered the blessing in my life had no choice, because when God speaks, something is going to happen. Now, some of us, we don't speak our faith because you have too much respect on people that are around you. Because you think they brought you into this world, they are the ones that have a plan for your life, they are the ones that put you where you are. No, I cannot give anybody so much power and control over my destiny. So why would I be afraid that people are going to mock me? Hello? If you go to a place and you say, God is going to give me a house. This year is the last year I'm going to be a tenant. And say, before the end of this year, Oluwamashishe Iyanu, I will move from being a tenant to becoming a homeowner. And then people will look at you and say, eh. And so then they buy a house. Which kind of house you want to buy? Which bungalow house? Hello? Tell your neighbor, Soros, okay. Woo! Glory! Speak out and speak up! I also believe, and therefore, I speak. Because I believe it, I speak it. Let them make fun of you. Let them say, what does he have? What does she have? That's their business. You are following the principle of the kingdom. And the principle of the kingdom says, you speak before you see it. Some want to see it before they speak. That's what a lot of people want to do. And when the thing dey for my hand like this, then I go talk. No. If you want it to get into your hand, you speak first, and then it will come into your hand. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Our propelling scripture for this year in Haggai 2:19. What did he say? Is there yet any seed left in the barn? There is nothing. It's a question he's asking. What is there? There is nothing here. There is no seed. Until now, the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. None of it has been productive. All my efforts have not resulted in any level of productivity or fruitfulness. Hear the word of the Lord. From this day on, I will bless you. Now, what's the part I need to play? Is to believe what God says. Glory to God. Open your Bible to Luke chapter 1 and verse 38. Another thing I want us to note, so that from today, we begin to give a voice to what we believe. And if you do not believe God, God will help your unbelief today. In Jesus' name. Are you there? Please read.
And Mary said,
Behold, yes,
the handmaid of the Lord, be unto me according to thy word.
Oh Lord, hallelujah. Be unto me what? According to thy word. Not according to the situation. Not according to my stagnation. Not according to the failure I'm seeing. Not according to the discouragement. Not according to the lack I'm experiencing. But according to the word of God. Be it unto me. You know what that tells me, beloved? That in your heart, you must be in agreement with what the word of God says. Are you in agreement with what God says about you? Do you still see somebody that cannot make it? Somebody that cannot rise above where you think you are right now? Hello? Are you in agreement? Because when you are in agreement, you will speak what you agree with. Glory be to Jesus. That you won't speak fear, you won't speak doubt, you won't speak unbelief, you will speak faith. You will speak what the word of God says about your situation. Glory to God. Glory to God. This God is a good God. The absence of speaking, this is what is responsible and what cancels out the blessings from a lot of people. It is lack of speaking the word. And they don't speak it because they don't believe it in their hearts. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews 3, verse 16 to 19. I'm going to read the NIV version. Hebrews 3, 16 to 19. NIV version. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Who were they who heard and rebelled? What did they hear? They heard the word of God, but they rebelled against that word. So the scripture said, who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? Who were the people that Moses led out of Egypt? Were they not God's people? He's not talking about unbelievers. He said God's own people that have been delivered and translated from the power of darkness into the kingdom of the dear Son of God. He said they were the ones, they heard the word and they rebelled against this. And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest? God himself swore. He said, these ones, they won't enter a rest. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Is it not those who disobeyed? They disobeyed his word. So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. They were not able to enter. God told us, he said, I have already opened a door wide for you. He said, walk through it. Hello? Now, this scripture said they did not take delivery of their provision. Why? Because of unbelief. So even though a door may be open, if you do not walk through it, and walking through it will require from you that your faith speaks. Because when God says, I've opened a door for you, you should know. As Paul himself said, he said, God has opened a door for me, but there are many adversaries. So with an open door comes adversaries. And it will take a speaking faith to overcome the adversaries. Can I hear an amen? So your faith must speak, friends. Your faith must speak. Keep speaking it. Hello? My brother, keep speaking it. Concerning your dreams, keep speaking it. You know, anytime I think of what Mama Kennedy, her story, the Bible, you know, the story has it that the mother of, you know, the Kennedys in America, JF Kennedy, when they were like 4 years old, four, 3 years old, the mom used to speak to them every day, every single day. This woman would speak to her sons, you will become president. You will become senators in the United States of America. At age four, she began to speak faith into their lives. She spoke what she believed. She spoke it every day. She would look at the son even when they are doing all manner of things. Hallelujah. When children are being children, she will speak and say, no, you can't play like this. You are going to be, don't you know? You are going to be president of the United States. Guess what? He became president. Glory. Let there be light. And there was light. And God said, I don't know about you. And Oluyinka said, and it was so. I thought you were going to call your own name too. Many of you, you still be waiting for one pastor to come and say something to you. You better say it to yourself too. What your pastors have been saying and declaring over your life, you just say amen and then you go. And then you never speak it into your own life. Whether you know it or not, know it today. Your spirit recognizes your voice first. Put it on the shelf. You'll get there one day. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. You will enter your place of blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, what are the benefits? Let's just look at this. Open to Romans 14 and verse 20. Let me see how much time I have left. Romans 14, verse 22. Romans 14 and verse 22. Are you there, Brother Bambo? Please read. Do you have faith? Then have it to thyself before God. Yes. Hallelujah. Happy is he what? Romans 22. Romans 14, verse 22. I want to read my, I don't know, which translation are you reading? Read verse 23 also. Yes. He that doubted is what? Your doubt already cancels out your faith. Yes. Whatsoever is not of faith. Did you hear that? Say it with me. Whatsoever is not of faith is what? Is what? Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So when I am not walking by faith and speaking faith, then something would definitely hinder the blessing from coming to pass. And what it is? Sin. Is a sin. Unbelief. Is a sin. Whatsoever is not of faith, the Bible tells us. It's not my word. It's the word of God. He said it is sin. So you see the reason why your faith must speak? Why you must believe and then you speak it out? Glory to God. And the best place to speak faith is places where men don't have faith. That's the best place. People who have faith. People who have proven track record of faith. You are speaking faith to them. No, go and speak to people who have unbelief. My prayer is that when you speak faith and God honors it and rewards you, it will cause those who never believed God or trusted God to come to believe him and to trust him. That's the purpose. is the greatest part of believing God. That through your testimony, your victories, other people will come to believe God. Glory to God. There are many people, like our sister would say, well, you can go and preach to people, you can witness to them. But there's something that speaking faith does. Hallelujah. Without you telling anybody, you have to receive Christ to your life so that you can go to heaven. The man will tell you heaven. Let's talk about now. Are they for here now? No water, no light, no job, no food. Hello, somebody. He will tell you that one, let's settle this one first. I never go heaven for this earth first. What will you say? This is where your testimony matters. It's not in heaven. Once you have left, it doesn't matter. This is where it matters. This is where it can save soul. For it is appointed unto man once, Abi, to die, and after death, judgment. So it's not, your testimony is not going to save any soul in heaven. This is where it's going to save them. And that is why you need to stand and fight a good fight of faith and see the reward of your faith. Glory be to Jesus. Okay, so these are the benefits. The word of God, when you speak the word of God, it awakens the faith on the inside of you. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 tells us. He said, let it not depart from your mouth. And I mean, it's amazing. We know all the scriptures. He said, let it not depart from your mouth. And yet, we don't speak it. He said, day and night, meditate on that word. Meditate. When we speak, the second thing, when we speak what we believe in the word of God, it propels action that corresponds with our confession. It will propel an action that will correspond with your confession. So if you are not saying anything, you just keep going. It does not matter the promise that you have received, the prophecy that has been spoken over your life. It will just be a mirage. Until you speak it, praise God forevermore. In Mark chapter 5, verses 27 to 29, there is a story of a woman with the issue of blood. This woman heard that Jesus was coming. And what did she do? She spoke, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. She had not seen Jesus. But she said to her, he said, if I see him and touch the hem of his garment, I believe my healing will happen. The healing she has been believing God for 12 years that didn't show up. Say, this time, I put a voice to my faith. If I touch him, I will be healed. I believe it. And beloved, the rest is history. Because she was healed. Glory to God. Faith speaks. Tell your neighbor, faith speaks. So we need to know something today. That faith is in two places. In your heart and in your mouth. It can't just remain in your heart. It must also be in your what? In your mouth. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Glory to God. We have a spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 tells us. We have a spirit of faith. If you are a child of God, you have a spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak. Glory to God. So whatever grace has made available, when God said there is an open door, I've opened a door for you. It's wide open. That's grace. Grace did that. So whatsoever grace has made available, beloved, it will take a speaking faith to bring delivery. Hallelujah. You've got to speak. You've got to put a voice to what you believe. If you want to see it happen, you have to do what God Himself surrendered Himself to by speaking things, calling things that be not as though they are. Romans 4 and verse 17. Believe. No, we believe and then we see. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Rise on your feet. And we are going to put into practice what we have heard today. If you are still praising, you are still praying, and you don't know the will of God, you need to pray to God for His will in your situation. If you are facing a challenge, a difficulty, a hardship, you need to pray and ask God for His will. And if you are here today, you have not given your life to Christ, you have an opportunity to do it today. Praise God forevermore. Because God will not even hear the prayers of those that are not His own. The only prayer He will hear from you is the prayer that you should be saved, that you become a child of God. That's the prayer that He will answer first. Glory to God. So if you are here today, you are not in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You need to receive Him into your life right now. And if there is anyone among us today who is saying, I want to give my life to Christ, just put your right hand on your chest. God's presence is here and He sees you. Put your right hand on your chest. He says, He knows you are making a decision for Him today. You see, in the nations of the world, people make decisions as to who is going to be their leader. As America made a decision, who will be their next president? Hello? But we must first make a decision for who is going to be the president of all presidents in our lives. Who is going to be in leadership of our lives? And you will make the right decision when you choose to decide that Jesus should come into your heart. So say after me, if you are putting your right hand on your chest and say, Heavenly Father, I come to you now. I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Cleanse me from my sin. Save me. I want to be your child. Lord Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. I receive you today as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. I decide today to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayed that prayer, I pray for you now. Father, for those, you can see them now. They have made that confession. They believed in their hearts and they have made the confession with their mouths that you save them. I ask, come and save them today. Deliver them unto the uttermost in the name of Jesus. The grace to live for you till the end. Release it unto them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever the devil has destined to use their life to do, it is hereby canceled by the blood of Jesus that saved them today in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for their deliverance from the works of the devil. It stops from today and Jesus Christ takes over. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Amen and amen. Beloved, like I said, we are going to demonstrate, practicalize our faith today, and cause our faith to begin to speak. So, you are going to begin to walk around. You know what you believe God for. You know what the Word of God says. I don't know. It may be in the area. It may be in the area of your academics. It may be in the area of your career. It may be concerning your children. It may be your job, your business. It may be your health. It may be concerning a marital destiny. You've been believing God that you also will marry. Whatever it is, you want to start your business. You want your business to grow, to expand, to thrive, whatsoever. You know what the word of God says. The Bible says this is our thriving season. If there is anything in your life, any area of your life, you are not experiencing some increase, some growth, expansion, multiplication and increase, this is the time. Speak it. Speak it. Whatsoever it is. You need an employment. You need a job. Yes. You've got to work. The Bible says they that know not work, they cannot eat. Go around and begin to speak it. Let your faith, what you believe that God will do for you, begin to speak it out. You believe God, that God has already opened the door for you. You need to walk through it. Walk through it now by faith. Speaking, I'm walking into my blessing. I'm walking into my healing. I'm walking into my deliverance. I'm walking right now into an expansion in my business. I'm walking through my progress. Progress in my academics. Progress in my career. Speak. A shut mouth is a closed destiny. You've got to speak. Speak it now so that when you get out there, what you have spoken today, you will begin to speak it to your situation. Speak to that situation. Speak to that challenge. Speak to that mountain. Speak to it. Let it be removed and be cast into the sea. The word of the Lord said, any mountain that stands before you shall be leveled. Every crooked places shall be made straight. Every valley shall be healed, shall be filled up. And every rough places shall be smoothened. So on the authority of God's word, every mountain standing before me to hinder me spiritually, hinder me financially, hinder me materially, hinder me maritally, hinder me academically, hinder me emotionally, in any form or impression, I command you now be moved on the authority of the divine word of God. For the Bible says, the word of God declares that the mountain shall be level. Let every mountain standing before anyone under the sound of my voice, let that mountain be leveled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command the light of God to shine on your path right now. I decree it now. By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, every crooked places that is before your open door, let it right now be made plain in the name of Jesus Christ. Every valley standing before you, let that valley be filled up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every rough places hindering you right now from progressing, hindering your testimonies, hindering your victories in any area of your life, I command it on the authority of God's word right now. Be smoothened in the name of Jesus Christ. Be smoothened. Every curve be straightened in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are the head and you are not the tail. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, I shall not labor in vain. My labor shall not be in vain. I shall eat the fruit of my labor. In the name of Jesus. I will not be denied my promotion. I will not be denied my promotion. In the name of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord says, the Lord shall increase you, you and your children. He shall increase you more and more. Increase is my portion. Therefore, I decree increase right now into my business, increase to my finances. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, yes, yes. As I decree it, so let it be. In the name of Jesus, let every restriction, every mountain mounted by the enemy, any restriction that the enemy has mounted, yes, to hinder me on my way to a new level of victory, to a new level of peace, to a new level of joy, to a new level of impact, a new level of influence. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree it now. I override it by the power and the divine word of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let every mountain be leveled now. In Jesus' precious name. I believe, and therefore I speak. And as I've spoken, so shall it be. I call it done by the faith of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Faith speaks. Come on, tell three people, my faith speaks. When I get out of here today, my faith will start speaking. I don't care who wants to hear it or who doesn't want to hear it, but I know that heaven will take notice. Glory be to Jesus. And the earth will comply. In Jesus' precious name, begin to worship the Lord and bless his name. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank the Lord. Thank him if you believe. Thank him. I mean, you are not behaving like somebody who really believed that what you have spoken right now, you have spoken it. You know, the Bible says that the angels, this is how they operate. He said, angels that excel in strength and obey the word of God. So if the word of God has proceeded out of your mouth, the angels will obey it now. They are obeying that word. In other words, they are causing every situation in the atmosphere, in the realm of the spirit, to line up with what you have spoken. So you need to thank the Lord. Thank him that you are his child, that as he spoke things into existence, you also speak things into existence, because you are a child of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Beloved, we are about to receive from the Lord's table right now. And I want you to take this communion today with all reverence, believing in your heart, hallelujah, that something is about to turn around in your life. Believing it in your heart. Glory be to Jesus. Believing it in your heart that as you partake of the blood and the flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ today, there's going to be a change. There's going to be a change of story. Hallelujah. Hear what the word of the Lord says in John chapter 6. Verse 53. John 6. John chapter 6, verse 6, 53 and 54. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Whosoever partake of the Lord's table have eternal life. When eternal life is on the inside of you, whatsoever is lifeless must come alive. I thought someone would receive that. And whatsoever is not of God is not permitted to continue to operate in your body. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible, Jesus himself said in the Bible, he said, my body was broken for you, and my blood was shed for you. Glory be to Jesus. Through the blood, we have redemption. And because of his body that was broken, by his stripes, we were healed. So thank the Lord for the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. Because he paid the price on our behalf. He paid the price for the remission of our sins. For the healing of our wounds. Glory be to Jesus. Begin to thank God. This is a privilege. Now hold the bread in your hand. Father, we thank you. As Jesus has commanded us to do this in remembrance of him, so do we come before the Lord's table today to receive this communion. Father, as we partake and eat his flesh today by faith, we believe that every blessing that came as a result of his body that was broken for us will begin to find expression in our lives in the name of Jesus. Take it, for this is my body which was broken for you. Eat the flesh of Jesus Christ. Now raise the cup in your hand. This is the cup of the blood covenant. The blessings of the covenant that was cut in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blessings be upon everyone that is partaking of this communion today. And let it remain with them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now drink the blood of Jesus. Jesus says, as you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you proclaim my death until I come. We proclaim that Jesus died. Jesus paid the price for us to live a life that is abundant in quantity and superior in quality. Jesus has already died because God did not spare his only begotten son. He gave him up for us so that we can have all things freely to enjoy. Now I want you to be thanking God right now for those things that God has given unto you by the sacrifice of his son to freely enjoy. Healing is the children's bread. God has given it to us in Christ Jesus to freely enjoy it. And so is prosperity. So is promotion. So is peace and joy and honor. So is wisdom and grace and restoration. So is deliverance. So thank the Lord for all things he has given unto you freely to enjoy. There are many things that we are enjoying right now because Jesus paid the price for it. And to him be all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration forever and ever. Amen and amen. Amen. If you believe it, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Statala, please, can you come? Let's sing a song. Sister Jemima, please come. Hallelujah. We just want to bless you and pray this song over your life right now. It's a very touching song. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please raise up your two hands wherever you are. Who is taking the... together for Jesus.
Let's keep appreciating the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My whole life we prove that God is good.